when one is intubated and on a artificial breathing machine, otherwise known as a ventilator, that process in and by itself causes lung injury.
Yes, it can.
Always or sometimes?
Sometimes.
And what are the conditions in which a ventilator can actually induce more damage than providing good?
It's an important question. So normally when we breathe naturally, our diaphragms contract. There's a negative pressure and air is pulled into the lungs. The ventilator does the exact opposite. So we have a patient on the ventilator with a tube down their throat and we are forcing air in. And so we know from animal models that over-distension or full collapse of the lung is injurious. And so we want to kind of have this middle ground of keeping the lung open, but also not over-distending it. And so it's important with how we ventilate patients on life support, the mechanical ventilator, so as not to cause either too small of a breath or too large of a breath that could be injurious. And that's called ventilator-induced lung injury.
If ventilators are both helpful and injurious, what can you do to make sure that you as an ICU physician limit the possible damage to the patient's lung?
There are several things that we can do. Treatment is primarily supportive, but the most beneficial and significant advance has been those small breaths over time from the ventilator. That initial study came out in 2000, and it was done by either giving patients kind of the standard breath at the time or half the amount of breath, half the volume. And what was found is that those patients that received half the volume, low tidal volume ventilation, actually had about a 9% decrease in mortality, a huge decrease. The average mortality of ARDS now is range between 20 and 50%.
Wow. So if you give a person a diagnosis of ARDS, there's really a mortality risk associated with that, pretty large.
Absolutely. When you look at epidemiological cohort studies, it's estimated that in the United States, there's probably about 190,000 cases a year of ARDS, with about 75,000 deaths. And that's estimated to increase by 2030 to over 330,000 cases and 150,000 deaths. And that's due to an aging population.
Everything is more difficult as we age. So there are things then that you can do just with the ventilator by itself to decrease the mortality rate.
Absolutely. It's those low tidal volumes. And so every patient on a ventilator, we measure that based on their ideal body weight.